Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. If you have not invited your friends, I will urge you to do that right now before you go into the story, because it's about to be a whole long gist about my Lagos life. So kicking off this season one, episode one, we are going to call this My Lagos Life. This we're going to center on how I got to Lagos and why and what happened before I got to Lagos. It's not amazing that my life is in episodes. Oh dear Lord. Anyway, it all started in 2018. I got admission into Nnamdi Azikiwe University. Let me not forget to mention that before that, I had written JAMS 7 times. I was tired. I was already fed up. I had let go of my dreams. I didn't even know what I wanted to study in school again. I did not even know what I wanted to be in life. So when I was filling my JAM form, my brother asked me what I wanted to study, and I told him, "Brother, I don't know. Fill anything inside there." So my brother filled in for architecture. I had only even heard the word twice in my life. I didn't even know it was a career. Oh Jesus Christ. Do you know I wanted to be a petrochemical engineer sometime in school? And then I said no. I wanted to be a doctor. And then I said no. I wanted to be many things, but not an architect. But when my brother filled that in, I was like, well, you know what? In life, when you do not have a path you want to follow, anybody can show you any path and you will just head there. And you find out that, on the long run, you find out that you are just headed to depression, unhappiness, and unfulfillment. That was me. I was that girl. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what course to study. I just wanted to go to school, since that was the thing my family wanted. I mean, left for me, I wouldn't have even gone at all. But like, since my family wanted it, and like, I decided to go, you know, any course could go. After all, 4 years, I'll be out and I'll do whatever I want to do. I lied. Architecture is not that course that you just do. Do you get? So I got into school in 2018, and my 100 level was something else. I don't know how to describe it. I was depressed. For a girl who loves spotlight, I wasn't getting the spotlight at all. And it wasn't funny. That course is so expensive, and I could literally watch my brother. He was drained. He was taking care of my mom. He was taking care of my niece. He was taking care of his 2 children. He was taking care of his wife. He was taking care of my elder sister in school. And then me again in school. He was drained. And then it's not like I was just studying a course that probably after school fees you will not have to spend much again. Guys, architecture is the most expensive course. Please tell everybody, announce it, use your trumpet and blow the sound and tell the world. The architecture is the most expensive course ever. I don't know. I don't understand. So I found myself in like a hole. I was a square peg in a round hole. I was lost. I wasn't meant to be there. None of my potential was even being recognized, or I was not even fulfilling destiny in any way. I was just there in class. The spotlight was not on me. And like I said, I love spotlight. Yes, I do. It was not on me. I was not first thing. If you want to call first thing, I was not. I could not draw. I could not even draw a good facade of a building. Nothing. So I decided after first semester I was going to just end it all. It was a hard decision to take. But then, that was when I found out that I'm a strong-willed person. If I said I want to do it, I'll do it. It wasn't easy. I thought about how my brother would feel, how my mom would feel. And then I called my partner in crime, my sister, my older sister, and my only sister. I called her and told her. She was like, yes. You know what? I've been thinking. You've been wasting your time in this stupid architecture department. That's not where you belong. Move. Please, I'm so sorry. No offense to the architects here in the house or people who know good architects. I'm very sorry. It's not a stupid course. Please pardon me. It's not stupid. I mean, referring to me, what I'm supposed to be doing in my life, it was stupid to her that I was doing another course. So it's not like the course is stupid, please. I mean, we have amazing architects. Even in my class, I had amazing, amazing people. So moving on, she made an arrangement for me to come live in Lagos with her friend. And that was it. It was time for us to move. It was a big part of my life. I didn't know what to do because I wasn't going to tell my brother and my mom that I had left school. What? Hey, am I mad? So I just said that I wasn't going to do it again. So after first semester, I went over holiday. And when I was supposed to resume for second semester, I and my sister knew that I wasn't actually resuming school. I was going straight to Lagos. So I left Lagos. My roommate sold my stuff and sent me the money. They sold my bed and everything later on and sent me the money. But I was already in Lagos. It was a whole new world for me. That was my second time I've been in Lagos. And I mean, it was a start of something new. I was so excited. I mean, our plan was very smooth and it happened as we planned it at first. She had a friend that had a place I could stay and was ready to welcome me. Perfect. And she her friend was somebody that I relate with a lot better, so made it very, very perfect for me and comfortable for me. I had to move to Lagos, and that was how my Lagos life and my Lagos journey began. Yes, and it's a wrap for season 1, episode 1, My Lagos Life. I'm so excited that you're doing this with me. I have to say this again and again and again. I'm excited that you're going on this journey with me. And in order for us to have a smooth journey and enjoyable gist corner, I would really love for you to drop me messages on what I should improve on. If I'm talking too fast, please let me know. If I'm talking too slow, please let me know. If there's anything I said that didn't go well with you, please let me know. If there's something I should improve on, please let me know. If I'm not loud enough, I just need you to give me feedback. It is by that I will be able to give you a better podcast. I am tensed and nervous doing this. I don't know if I'm doing it right or not. But I'm very certain of one thing, that growth is constant. And I am one girl who has really grown. And I know that I will grow on this podcast journey too. So this may not be the best podcast you've listened to, but if you stick with me, I promise you that this will be the best podcast you ever listen to, ever. Kindly share to your friends. I'll drop the link in the description box. And if you cannot click the link, I will drop it on my Instagram. Please follow me on my Instagram so you can get links there and other information as to the podcast. Thank you so much and have an amazing night. Good night, guys.